We continue in the Rambam, chapter 24. Only two more to go. Halacha Aleph. We're now going to discuss when you take a house and you divide it in half. We're going to first talk about temporary barriers, and then we're going to get into permanent barriers. I don't know if we're going to get there today. Okay, so the question is, where does the tumah? Let's say you got a big room. Okay, now you put a barrier right across the middle, top to bottom. Different types of barriers, different types of situations. Tumah on one side of the barrier, now the other side of the barrier. When does the tumah cross it through the barrier? When does it not cross the barrier? That's the main idea. We have all different kinds of scenarios. Scenario number one, easy halacha. First one's easy, no problem. You have a house, and you divide it in the middle with a bunch of jugs. You, like, let's say this is the house. Okay? Front to the left to right. Smack in the middle, all the way, top to bottom, you got jugs next to each other, on top of each other. Full with jugs. Top to bottom. Now, I know there's little cracks in between one jug and the next, but none of them are a tefach. Okay? So, Smam is filled with jugs.
So, is that picture real?
Yeah, that picture's okay. But I don't need the picture. I can explain that. You can understand that. It's not hard to conceptualize. I mean, you got jugs lying on their side. Okay? Yeah. Now, you know, a jug, it's open on one side and closed on the other. Okay, so you've got filled. You maybe have, I don't know, 700 jugs all lined up, one on top
like
of the other.
Like
it's a wall of jugs. Yes. Question is, tumah on one side, tumah on one side, no tumah on the other side. Question is, does the tumah go through the jugs to the other side? Now, what do you think might be one consideration? Take a wild guess.
What's on the other side?
I'm sorry, it's just random utensils that are not tummy. Question is, does the tumah go from here to there or not? What?
They're open.
Are they sealed?
Are they sealed?
They're not sealed.
They're open.
But
which way is it open?
Ah, that's a very important question. If they're all, now they're all going to be the same direction.
Okay.
If their back is to the tumah,
there's okay.
The tumah will not go into the jugs. That we know. Because the earthenware jugs does not come in from the back side. But if they all be facing it, then they all can become tummy. Now, so let's think about it. If they're all backside facing the tumah, they don't become tummy, and therefore what will they be able to do?
Block it.
Block the tumah. Block the tumah. Tumah will not go across. But what if they're the open side to the mace?
That's a problem.
They'll become tummy, and once it's tummy,
can't block.
So that's the basic first halacha. A house that's been divided in half with jugs in the middle. And the kankanim are taharis. They're tar kankanim right now. From the floor to the ceiling. And there's tumah bechetcha echad. And there's tumah on one side of the house, and no tumah on the other side of the house. So with the following we say, if the mouth, the opening part of the jugs, is to the tar side, meaning the back is to the tummy side, they save whatever is in the jugs or beyond the jugs. But remember, now we already know the big qualifier. They're only going to save what? Biblically?
The food, the stuff that they
food, drink, and klicheres. What will they rabbinically not save?
Clothes.
Utensils and pipples.
Pipples.
Yeah, man. You won't save men either, right? Rabbinically. Remember that. Always have to remember that new little knach. But, and what if their opening is facing the tumah? Ain and matzilas. They don't save it. That's halacha number one. The next case is a curious case, which I would have liked a picture, but I can imagine what's going to be. Okay, let's say you got the same jugs. Now, I don't care what direction the jugs are now. Doesn't really matter. But we're adding a new factor. Everything's the same. Jugs in the middle. But we take a plaster. We make a plaster wall. A stand-up plaster wall that's next to the jugs. Either way, I don't care which side it's on. You just took some plaster and just built it up straight up, got a plaster wall from top to bottom next to these jugs. You're going to say, well, what's the issue? Well, it seemed the plaster walls were not so strong. So the basic thing that I was going to say, if the plaster wall can stand on its own, then it's going to block the tumah. Because even though it's sort of a these are temporary barriers. These are not full-fledged walls, one room to another, splitting a room in half. These are temporary barriers. But if the clay, that teat, is able to stand on its own,
self-supporting,
then it blocks. But if it really is being supported by the jugs, and how would we know? If we would move the jugs away, the thing would fall. Then we consider the wall as not there, and then we'd have to go back to the position of the jugs. That's basically what he's saying. So tachan betit, let's say you smeared this teat on any side, main bibifnim, bein bechutz, whether on the inside or on the outside, it doesn't care what, but it's next to the jugs. So what does that block the tumah or not? So Ron, we have to see and evaluate. If the teat could stay by itself, it doesn't need any support from the jugs, matzo. It saves things on the other side and it blocks the tumah. Vimla, but if it couldn't stand on its own, so it's not really any kind of a barrier, so eina matzo does protect, for reha koil, oil, echad, everything's considered one oil. Now again, if the jugs would be back, the back to the tumah, so then the jugs would.
How
stop
high
it.
Is this wall? It
goes to the top.
Okay,
to the top. There's no tefach. There's no picture there, is there?
No, the first one. The first one.
Yeah, but that you could visualize that. I don't need that picture. The next halach, I wish they gave me a picture. Oh, maybe there is a picture. Oh, you know what? But it wasn't such a good picture. I remember something about it. I didn't like. There might be another picture.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Ron, I'll let you see the picture, and you'll tell me if the picture's any good.
Yeah, Ron.
Here. One second. Here, we'll look at it together. Okay, keep it like this.
In the first case, if they're sealed, then it's always going to be two separate?
If they're sealed, it's on the puzzle, that's for sure, but we're not. They're saying they're open.
So if one is flipped, then everything is coming, right?
Only if they're all facing the same direction.
It would depend if it would be a tefach.
It's not the opening. The opening is not a tefach. That's 4x4.
Well, whatever.
It's got to be 4 inches by 4 inches. It's the opening.
Okay, Shelley's asking, what if one jug's face was fake? In other words, so that jug would be tummy.
Right, but it couldn't get enough for missing too much.
I don't know. You'd need.
Even if there were a gap, a complete gap, it may not be a problem. If it was small.
Small. So it depends how big the jug is. You'd need probably a tefach.
Yeah, so space. I think if you got a big jug.
So okay, if it's a big jug, then it would mess it up.
I mean, if
it'd be a big jug, it would mess up. But a very small jug might not
so
mess it up.
I guess the point is, it won't take one if it's a
tefach. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Base. Okay. There is the picture. It didn't really do so much for me here, but you'll see. But in the middle would be helpful. Okay. Bayis shechalalusar. Now instead of jugs, we have a temporary wooden slat.
Drywall.
Straight across. A piece of drywall. But it's temporary. Remember, it's temporary. Not permanent. We're going to get to permanent things in halacha dalit.
So it's called a rai?
So it's going to be different. Not whatever. Just not permanent. Okay, so it's blocked up with boards or birios or with curtains. Okay, and you're making a mechitza. Now, they could be makabel. Now, it's interesting. Boards are not makabel tumah.
Right, because they're not a clean.
But curtains
are
makabel tumah. Okay, anyway. Now, im chalaku minat stadim, if you divide it from the sides, that means your picture on the right, up and down. That's what it means, up and down. Omi klape koras, or facing against, parallel to the ceiling.
Horizontal.
So that's horizontal, the left picture. That little dotted line is that temporary wall. All right? In other words, it doesn't matter if it's horizontally or vertically to divide the house right and left, top and bottom, whatever. That doesn't really matter. Now, it's in the bias. Bias means the half of the house which has the door to go out. Very important. So let's assume, let's say in the right picture, in the right picture, the tumah is on the left side.
Yeah.
And the door is on the left side.
Okay.
Okay. So now, right? So kelim shebeina mechitza ubeina kosel. Any utensils that are between the barrier beyond and to the wall, or on the top picture, the left picture, or shebeina mechitza vakar, so between that barrier and the wall, taharim, they're tar. Why? Because that temporary thing will block it, and the tuma will go out the other way because the door's on the side where the tuma is. Okay? Remember we had the rule sofa tuma lotzeis? So if the door is on the same side where the tuma is, so only has to be tuma is everything on the side that's got the door up to the mechitza. And therefore you see the little roundish cylindrical thing is a kli that becomes tummy because it's on the same side as that. But the door must be over here or over here somewhere, so it can't go in the other direction. But hoysa tuma, what if the tuma was the other way? Beina mechitza lakosel o beina mechitza karis. On the other side, not on the side with the door, but the side where there isn't the door. So how's the tuma going to get out? It's going to have to go through the barrier and through the door. So in that case, kelim shebabayis tmeim. Now kelim on the other side where there is the door, they're going to become tamei. Sheina mechitza manas atuma, because that temporary barrier is not a barrier. Shalotetzit tamei. Do not let sofa tumalotzis. Just like we said by a door that's closed. A door that's closed, it's if the tumah would go through, it's like the door is open. Because the door is also a temporary barrier, isn't it? It's only a barrier when you close it. When you open it, it's not a barrier. So the same, so the idea of sofa tumah latzeis applies to temporary barriers.
Is this just the illustration on the right? Or are you, I don't understand on the left, where it's horizontal. What's changing?
We're just the right. The door will be on the upstairs.
Upstairs.
The door will be on the upstairs. It's only one way out. It's upstairs. That would have to be the picture over there. Okay, we could have lived without that picture, but it's nice they gave you the picture.
Does it matter what the material of the door is?
No, because he's saying here, either was makabel tuma. Oh, the door?
Yeah, the door itself. Yeah.
No.
No?
We're not talking about a door. We're worrying about it's going to go through the barrier. And we picked either a barrier that was makabel tuma or not makabel tuma.
The door or the partition?
We're talking about the partition, but the door doesn't matter. Okay, now here's where I wish they would have had a picture, because I'm not exactly sure, and this the picture would have helped a ton over here. So I'm speculating as best as I can. I looked at both commentaries, it didn't help at all. So I'm going to speculate. I could be wrong on this, but let's see what happens. Hoya ha-kelim besoch ave ha-mechitz asfo. Now, let's say you have the tar keli is inside that temporary barrier. You don't have a picture for that. That's where we would have nicely had a picture here. So imagine where you got the dot, dot, dot temporary wall. Put a mechitza, put a kli in there. The question is, will that item become tar because it's in there or not? Now, it would be really nice if he would have learned halacha dalad first and told you the laws with permanent walls. As we all kinds of laws with permanent walls, which is way too complicated for me to get into right now. But this halacha can really only be appreciated once you learn two permanent walls, because this is not like permanent walls. But anyway, so now temporary wall has got certain different, what do you want to call it, definitions and rulings. So now the question is, so what's going to be the status with this thing that's in this temporary wall? All right? So now, it doesn't matter where the tuma is. It's going to be inside the mechitza, and it's therefore not by the door. Door not going. In other words, sofa tuma is not going to be an issue over here. Oh, or it's inside the house. Doesn't matter where the tuma is, doesn't where the kelim are. It's not an issue of sofa tuma lotzeis. Here is the clause. I'm not sure exactly how to understand. Im hayim makom hakelim. Tefach al tefach. If the place where the kelim are in that temporary wall, there is an open space of a tefach al tefach. Okay, tmein. They now become tameh. Now, my comment, I don't understand what's going on over here. Why is it tummy? So the commentaries say, because it goes through the hole. So I'm asking myself, what kind of hole is over here? I don't know if your commentary has anything over here. My commentary says, well, because there's a hole, and the hole lets it go in there. Let me see. Let's see over here. No. Right? There's no explanation at all. Right? But he's saying if there is a space tefach al tefach, since it's a temporary wall, it now is, these kelim are not bottled to the mechitza, and they'll be makabel tumah. That's what he's telling you here. As opposed to a permanent wall has all kinds of different halachas. Mm-hmm. Now, if there was no tefach al tefach, then it's considered part of the wall. So in other words, if there's an empty space of tefach, now the question is, how in the world is this wall getting tummy? Again, if you look in Yud Ches, Martin, the comment says, "Mipnei tumah nichnasas lechur." It's going in the hole. I don't know what hole.
Where is the hole?
How do you have a hole in it? So I'm not exactly sure. But he's saying, if there's a tefach al tefach, and therefore, since it's a temporary wall, so the kelim will not be buckled to the wall, so they'll be makabel tumah. Vimla, but if there's not a tefach al tefach over there, okay, so then tar. It's tar because it's part of the wall. And the wall is not going to be makabel tumah. He doesn't explain why. So I don't understand that line. I can't understand it. Ukvarbi, I already explained to you earlier, what's the status if we make the wall going parallel, and things that we already explained it before, so we're not going to go over that as well. So I'm not exactly clear what he means. In other words, if there's no space, then it's part of the wall, and the wall right. doesn't become tummy. If there is a space,
then it does.
It does. It's not considered hole. Part of the wall. It's not buckled to the wall, and it's makabel tumah, even though the wall's not makabel tumah. So I'm not exactly sure how that works, so I don't understand, and I have no commentaries to help me out on this, so I'm sorry I don't get it. Okay, let's move on to Gimel. Gimel has a little bit of a picture, and also, with all due respect, a useless picture. If you're already making the picture, make it useful. Okay, now, you see in the picture here in Gimel, you got this room, it's filled with straw. Now, from the picture, it's not clear. It looks like it's pretty much full with straw, but there could be a little space on the top.
Might be an opening there.
Or not. And question is, how much to the door? Is it mamish plugging up the doorway completely or not? Not clear from the picture.
That could also be a space.
Okay.
There.
So now, this is going to be the famous needle in the haystack, Shiloh, so to speak. So, Bayishu Mole Tevin, a room that's filled with straw. But again, my commentary has, I don't know if your commentary has anything here. Okay, let's see. Is there any commentary here? Okay, now the commentary, right, so he says, and there's a little empty space opposite the door only.
Yeah.
Right? And then he says, Ad ha-kosel ha-negdi li-konis with, enough to get in and to go out. In other words, you got to get to it. So you have to be able to. There's a little space to get to the door. Now, the ein beino lebeina koros posech tefach, but there's no tefach space between the straw, the hay, and the walls at all. There's no tefach. I mean, it's just mamish filling up the whole space. There's just a little space, but not even a tefach of space. So therefore, what does that mean? That means the house is not considered an ohel.
Right.
It's full. In other words, imagine an empty room. It's an ohel.
Yeah.
But if it's filled with straw, it's like filled. So it can't be considered an ohel because you don't have a tefach al tefach room tefach.
No.
To be an ohel, you need to have at least a tefach cubed.
Didn't we have a beehive taking up the whole room? Didn't we have
that? I don't know. Whatever. That, we didn't understand the beehives either. We don't want to go back to the beehives.
Back to the beehive.
That was really bad. Okay, anyway. But the point is, we don't have a legitimate ohel over here because it's filled with straw. Okay? So there's no space. And now you got tuma bifnim. So you got somewhere in the straw, you got some tuma over there. So now the question is, what's the status of anything else in that room? Anything else in that room? Now let's think about that for a minute. How is the tuma going to be metame thing? Can't be metame tumas ohel, could it? There's no ohel. So what could it be metamas? Here again, it's not clear. So we say bein besocha tevin, doesn't matter. Something's in between the straw. Bein shahaisa bein tevin lakaris, whether it was between the straw and the walls, which isn't a tefach anyway. Kol hakelim, only the vessels are shekineged yitzias atuma, that are only in the direction of how the tuma can go out the front door. In other words, whatever is in direct line. Here's the tuma. There's the front door. Sofa tuma lotzis. Tuma goes out. So that everything is in the direction of the tuma going out. Bimlo shel tefach, the width of a tefach. Tuma's here. The door's there. Tefach width. Whatever's in that trajected path is tamei. It's not the whole room is tamei because of tuma soil, but we still say sofa tuma lotzis. So since the tuma's going to go out, so whatever's in the direction of that will become tummy.
That's the direct direction, so it has to be right in line.
Well, I don't, you know, that's what I would have assumed, although it's not clear from the commentary if that's what he means. Okay? He's saying whatever's open in front of the doorway. In other words, whatever's, some maybe say, you know, like where it's going out by the door. Anything that's like right in front of the door. In the straw, I guess, whatever, something like that.
Wouldn't it also
it's be, not clear again, and a picture would have been very helpful over here.
Also vertically, wouldn't it go up? The
I don't know, it's not at all hell. I don't think so. It's only going out the door.
Wouldn't it go straight up?
If it's just, not an all hell.
It's not an
all hell.
Can't get out.
All spreads it around. There's no all hell. There's no effective all hell over it. It's all stuffed up.
No, but the width of the thing itself, wouldn't it be like a column? Not.
I don't know.
You're talking about the tumah itself,
yeah,
right? The tumah wouldn't go to the heavens, just like
so, he's talking about.
By the time it gets out the door,
he's saying ritzitza.
Oh, tumah ritzitza.
Yeah, tumah ritzitza.
But that's only straight up.
That's what I just said.
But what about across?
I'm just not what I asked.
So I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
Ritzitza would be go straight up.
Yeah,
and straight down.
It doesn't seem to say it though.
No.
Again, I'm not clear what he's saying.
I think what we know that we did is.
Yeah, you would think that's so.
Yes.
But it doesn't say it. It's a good question. Doesn't say it. Okay, now what if now Haisa Tuma Chutz LaTevin? What if this Tuma is outside the straw? Bimlo Shel Pesach, by the entrance of the doorway.
Oh.
Okay, so Kalim Shebifnim, utensils that are inside the straw. So now, if in the straw there's an area of one cube tefach, tahorim, they're tahor, because that's it's its own ohel, and it's blocking it. But if not, they're tame, because there's no ohel to protect it, and there's also no mechitza. Now, the truth is, the tevin could be a mechitza. So mechitza, we're going to see. The tevin, since it's temporary,
contact tuma.
You're going to take this out eventually, so therefore he says it's not doesn't make a chatzitz. It won't block it, and it becomes tummy.
Okay.
So I don't understand why
the kalim become tummy.
The kalim become tummy, but that's not by the door. So I don't understand why. In the other case, we're saying only the things that go in the direction of the door. So it's again not very clear. Not very clear the understanding of that halacha either. Sorry. What if now you have a tefach from the end of the straw to the ceiling? Now you got an ohel. Now you have an ohel. You have a tefach on the top. Then it doesn't matter where the kalim are, where it is, they're all tamei, because now you have a legitimate oil. And why wouldn't the straw be a good barrier? Because it's temporary as well. You plan on taking it out, and therefore it doesn't serve as a barrier. Okay, we'll stop it over there. Sunday we're going to get to permanent walls, which are much easier halachos. Okay, square. You got your little dose again.